We're back. We took a nice little break. It was only 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks? 3 weeks. I don't even know. We went.
Thanksgiving was a week, so
Yeah, that's when it was supposed to come
obviously
out.
take a break.
Yeah. It's hard during the holidays.
Yeah.
Super busy. And dang, like it's already been what, a week since
Since,
Thanksgiving?
yeah. Yeah.
And now we're like counting down for Christmas.
Yeah. And I think I'm excited for Christmas. Like, I love the holidays, but at the same time, it's like, I cannot wait till they're over.
Me too.
I just feel like it's just such a busy time that,
Yeah.
like, come January 2nd, you kind of get back to normal. But, I mean, who knows? What's normal these days?
That's normal. I'm Yesenia.
And I'm Lila.
And welcome to another episode of Café con
As a
Canela.
group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago, we created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your Café con Canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning.
So again, we're not drinking cafe today, or canela.
Even though I feel I need it,
I do need it. I'm
we
so
definitely
drained.
should have.
Well, I brought the vodka because when I'm not even we're not drinking the one that I brought because mine was flavored and we're actually just drinking vodka with cranberry apple cranapple.
Yeah.
But I do need coffee. You don't have coffee?
I don't.
No.
No.
We need to invest in a Keurig here.
Yeah,
A Keurig that makes café de olla.
Yes, that would be perfect.
That would be awesome. But anyway, we better get our energies up because we have a lot to talk about today.
Yes, ma'am.
Plenty, plenty to go around. First off, today is what? Well, the day that you're listening to this is December 8th, which happens to be National Brownie Day, along with...
So I hope everybody gets to enjoy brownies today.
Yes, and if you want to share some with us, feel free.
Along with Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day.
And that sounds like fun. So yeah, so I was just curious, you know, since it is National Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day, Lila, if you could time travel, where would you go? And actually, time travel anyway, so future, past, whatever.
And... Would I be my own age? Like the age that I am now? You know what? Whatever. I would like to...
Free reign right now. Free reign. So
I think I would like to go back to the 80s. I know I was born in early 80s, but I can't say that I remembered it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't... I would like to be maybe in my 20s. In the 80s. Like, I just feel like... I know a lot of shit was going on. There's always shit going on, like, with the government and with other countries and stuff like that. But I just feel like, I think it was, like, before electronics. So it was, like, simpler times.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I would like to go back to. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I definitely would want to go back, like, to maybe, like, the late 80s, early 90s. I definitely would want to have a conversation with myself. I mean, I think it'd be kind of weird because, like, would I listen to myself, you know? But I think that just, like, there's so many moments, and I think it's just, like, in life that you don't enjoy them. And, or you think too much into, you know, think too much into stuff. And,
yeah.
And hopefully giving myself some advice, like...
At that age?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, like...
You were, like, 10.
That's true.
What advice would you give yourself?
You know, even just, like, little things. Like, don't be... Like, there's, like... You know, I don't know about you, but, like, me, I remember certain situations as a kid where, like, I was mean to someone. Or...
Yeah.
And that bothers me. Like, yeah. So, like... Even just, like, okay, like, and this is going farther into the future, but, like, not farther into the future, but, like, a little bit when we were a little bit older, but, like, don't do that to Maritza. Like, that's rude. That's mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it's not nice.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I feel like I was sometimes just like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the case. I don't think we were, like, bad people. So, like, mm-hmm. I remember one year I had a roller skating party. Maybe I was 10. And, you know, I invited kids from school. And I had gotten a doll. Like, I was opening gifts. And I got a doll. And my fucking jerk ass was like, oh, my God, a doll? Like, why would I want that? Not even thinking that somebody that was there.
Oh my God! So you said, do you remember who gave it to you or anything? Who was it?
But not nobody that I'd like to name.
Oh, okay. Do I know them?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pause.
That's not something that I'll ever forget because
you did
it.
I
do feel like,
so you feel, yeah.
You know, like, but I guarantee they.
They probably don't. Yeah, they probably don't.
And I hope they don't, you know, because I was just like, oh, well, I thought, like, the cool girls, like, who plays with dolls? But I wasn't a cool girl. Like,
yeah. No, yeah, I mean.
A little fucking 10-year-old, you know. And I think that's why at, like, my kids' birthday parties, we don't open gifts.
Yeah, and because honestly,
none of them are going to make somebody else feel like that.
And honestly, I made the mistake last time of doing it because they wanted to open their gift so bad. And I tried to have a talk with my son. Like, it's mainly my son because Ariel's pretty good at, like, whatever she gets, she'll be happy, you know? Mm-hmm. But my son, he's a jerk. Like, you know, if it's not Robux, he doesn't want it. So, of course, he's not going to want anything, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember I had a talk with him before we opened the gift. So it's like, whatever you get, You say thank you, you say you love it, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can, if you want to cry about it afterwards, mm-hmm. when we're alone, feel free. You can cry about whatever you want. Like, mm-hmm. you're allowed to have your emotions, but not in front of whoever gave it to you. That's rude.
Because you're making that person feel bad.
Sure enough, he was a little jerk when he was opening the gifts. I stopped after the second gift because I'm like, no, like, this is enough. Like,
yeah, it's like we don't open gifts. Like, no. I don't open gifts. I mean, I don't even encourage gifts because it's like your presence alone is enough for my child. Like, mm-hmm. they don't need stuff. They have enough. But yeah, they're not going to open gifts. Mm-hmm. They no, we never open gifts then and there. It's always, we'll wait till that night or the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, because I don't want, I don't want them to be ungrateful, mm-hmm. but I don't want their birthday to just be focused. I don't want mm-hmm. them to be just focused on gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's not, that's not what this is about. We're celebrating your life. We're celebrating another year. Mm-hmm. Like, and who cares about your gifts? Like, some people can't afford to buy you a gift.
Right.
Some people can't afford to spend $50 and might get you a $10 mm-hmm. gift. Like, that doesn't make it any less special. But how do you explain that to a kid? You really can't. And I'm not going to explain it to my child in public.
Yeah.
We will talk about it behind closed doors.
Yeah. It's hard. So I want to take my back. I don't want to go today. I want to go back to, like, when I turn 30, okay? When I turn 30, and give myself all these fucking ideas or businesses or sports games to bet on. Screw that. That's what I want to do. Make myself some money. Like, I need, that would be nice. So,
yeah, that's a good
I'll pull one. A little Back to the Future action on myself. So, yeah, so that's what I would do.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I were to go back, like, when I was younger, I think I would just be like, appreciate the body you're in. Because you're going to gain about 100 pounds and not be so happy.
And that's the hard part. It's like, would we even listen to ourselves, you know? Like, because how many times so many people told me, like, you know, this is when you should lose weight. Because when you get older, it's going to be a lot harder. My mom used to tell us, va a ser más difícil. And I'm like, oh, mother effer.
Yeah, I'll deal with it later.
You know?
Now we're later, and we just means we got to work harder.
Yep, that is for sure. So, yeah. So, anyway, let us know where you guys would travel to. What year?
And don't eat that brownie. I'm just
kidding. You said you finished your Christmas shopping already, right?
No. I have just a few more gifts to get, but nothing. I'm not going all crazy this year. I mean, I got my kids. Mm-hmm. They're done. I was actually able to buy them the PS5. Mm-hmm. So I bought that, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to get them anything for Christmas, like anything in addition to that. But mm-hmm. I did, because I'm a sucker. Mm. But yeah, I mean, just got a few more to get.
Yeah. I haven't started yet. But I'm really mad because I know that you shared the candle thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I totally forgot until yesterday, and
I think it's until, did you go on?
Yeah, I went on yesterday. No, there was nothing. Like, I couldn't figure it out. But no, there was, like, I know for sure they went right away because there were people that were posting that they were, like, in a waiting line, like, in a waiting room. Mm. Like, damn, is that intense? I'm like, apparently, I guess.
Yeah, I saw a post that says, FYI, Ross has candles for $7.99.
Which, yeah. Yes,
they do, and pretty good ones, uh-huh, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I definitely did not get any candles. Mm-hmm. So I need to. I don't even know what gifts I need to get. Like, I haven't even thought about any of that. It just gives me a headache trying to think of it. By the way, I know I haven't said it yet but I really like your fan.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's really pretty.
I still have like the plastic around it. I haven't taken it off yet, but
where?
I love it. Like, you see right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it now. Okay.
But, yeah, I love it. That was my birthday mm-hmm. gift to myself.
I like that. Really, it's really, really pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, speaking of.
Sorry.
Speaking of the holidays, do you know what you're going to make? What do you guys do for Christmas?
Well, this year we are going to celebrate at my aunt's house. And I'm not making anything.
Really? You're catering?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so that works out because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm tired from cooking for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Then I just feel like I've been cooking every day this week. Mm-hmm. It's like, dang, where were all the leftover Thanksgiving stuff? We didn't have anything left over, so I had no choice but to damn cook. But, yeah, not for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing for Christmas yet. I mean, we're going to go to my mom's house. Like, you know, where else are we going to go? But I don't know what I'm going to make. I'm probably going to make, I mean, maybe I'll make a dessert. It's just, the good thing about pozole and tamales is that, like, you really don't need much.
To go with it.
Like, right. If anything, my mom will probably make arroz mm-hmm. and with the tamales. And mm-hmm. I can just eat pozole and I'm happy.
Yeah.
So, that's the good thing. So, and then my family is not big on dessert. So, yeah. I bought a pie for Thanksgiving mm-hmm. from Jen's Kitchen, which mm-hmm. by the way, her desserts are amazing. Mm-hmm. If you all are in the southeast side or northwest Indiana area, add her on, I think, Facebook and Instagram, Jen's Kitchen, and check them out. Really, really delicious. So I got a banana pudding cheesecake, which they liked it, and everybody had a piece, but there was still, like, half of it left because we really don't eat a lot of desserts, you know?
Yeah, like half a slice, and then that's it.
Yeah, so I really only stick to, like, one dessert, if that. And it's funny because when we were younger, me and my sister used to make, like, three desserts, and they would all go to waste afterwards because, we'd eat very little of it, and then it goes to waste. So I don't know what I'm going to make yet. I may just get something from her. Oh, actually, I did order a small tray. So it's like the cheesecakes and I don't know what those are called, but
the nut cups.
Yes. Like the mm-hmm. nut cups. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I love those. Those are so good.
Yeah. Megan makes them. So I'm just going to, you know, bribe her to make me some. And not even like, I don't need a whole tray of them.
Right. You just need a couple. Like,
two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And like that's perfect amount, you know?
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm really excited about that. Oh, and we're doing our first holiday contest on our podcast, on our Instagram. Go to our Instagram page, Café con Canela Podcast. We're doing the Christmas tree contest. So,
yes, submit. Yes,
we want to see all the pretty trees.
Yes,
we're going to be raffling off a gift card to... We haven't decided yet what gift card is going to be. A small business. We're trying to promote small businesses. So the prize is going to be small business goodies and swag and gift cards. So make sure you submit. We are partnering up or collabing with our comadres Nicole and Carolina from Different Accents Podcast. I'm sure you remember them from our season one. They were in season one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were on their season one as well. So make sure, if you don't follow them already, go follow them. Check them out. Really, really awesome ladies. And, yeah, they're going to be partnering up with us and collabing. They're going to be collabing with us on the contest.
So, yep, submit your pictures. We'll post them on our Instagram, and that's how everyone can vote.
Yes.
The winner with the most likes wins.
And I think,
I mean, the person with the most likes wins.
I think we're going to do it on the last day to submit is December 15th. So the other day, I was on TikTok, obviously, like always, and there was a video that came up. Right now the trend. I don't know what song. I don't know the name of the song, but it's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like if you think you can hurt me, da 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 da, whatever, and then like they go like that.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so this one was like, if you think you can hurt me, my
sister?
Yeah, my sister was murdered. My sister was brutally murdered, and Hulu is doing a documentary on it without her permission.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that.
Yeah, so it's that one, yeah. So I obviously me, I'm like, oh my God, let me look it up. And but the story is actually, it's really crazy because so I'll start off with the Hulu documentary that's supposed to release on, like, December. I think it's, like, December 16th or something. Yeah. It's called Dead Asleep. The girl that was the victim that was murdered was 21-year-old Brooke Preston. And she was killed in her sleep by her roommate, Randy Herman Jr. And they were really good friends. Like, if you see the trailer to the documentary, you can, like, some, there's, like, a lot, obviously, you can definitely tell that his family is the one that Hulu's working with, because they interview his family, they interview their friends, and everybody's, like, they were great friends.
Yeah, they said they were, like, brother and sister.
Yeah, brother and sister, but he was, like, madly in love, I think they said, like, madly in love with her or something. So, either way, I mean, obviously, like, I don't know too much into it to even be able to say, like, oh, no, for sure, like, I believe him. But what's crazy to me is that, yeah, he says that he was sleepwalking, and when he woke up, he had the knife in his hand, and apparently he had stabbed her, like, 25 times or so.
Yeah, and he called the police.
Yeah. And they have the 911 call, and basically he's just like, someone got killed or someone died. It was me. I'm sorry or something like that. And it's just so crazy. Oh, you need to send police. Someone's been murdered. I'm sorry. It was me. And it's just so crazy to me because it's like one time I was like, how the hell do you not wake up killing someone? But I don't know how to sleepwalked before. I've had sleepwalking incidents in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever?
No.
No?
But I watched Step Brothers, and I saw that they sleepwalk.
Step Brothers?
Yeah. No, like, I've never, thankfully. But, I mean, I remember hearing stories when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Like, that's some crazy shit. Like, you're sleeping. Like, you really have no idea what you're doing. And I think in the trailer they said that one time, like, as a child, he got up and rode his bike. Like, so it's, like, severe sleepwalking. It's not just getting up and moving from your bed to the couch kind of stuff.
Right. So when it happened to me, it's really weird because, like, it's only happened to me, like, twice. But the one that I really remember is I was at Mita Socorro's house, and it also has to do with the fact that, like, we hadn't slept the whole night. So, like, maybe that's why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But we hadn't slept the whole night. So we were finally taking a nap, like in the afternoon, watching TV. So mm-hmm. we were watching, like, El Chavo del Ocho, whatever. And then they woke us up, and they're like, hey, dinner's either la comida está lista. You know, like, I don't remember if it was, like,
breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah, it wasn't breakfast. It was either lunch or dinner. Like, I just don't remember the time, whatever, you know. But yeah, they were just like, ya está la comida, you know, so come eat. So This part I don't remember. I don't remember the same ya está la comida. I don't remember us waking up. I don't remember us getting up off the bed. I don't remember walking to the kitchen. When I woke up, I was already walking back to the table with my plate of food about to sit down. And I will, and mind you, like, the kitchen was full of, like, the whole family. Like,
yeah,
my cousins were there, like, my aunts, and everybody's, like, you know, like, so I just woke up, and I looked around, and I'm freaking out, and then I'm looking at my cousin Lisette and my cousin Alma, and they're just looking at me, they're like, what? And I'm like, nothing. And I just sat down, and I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, I couldn't remember getting up. Nothing. So, like, and I asked my cousins afterwards, like, did I wake up? And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, yes. Like, they woke us up and we got up. Like, so she said, like, no, your eyes were, like, my eyes were open. I served myself.
Yeah.
I went to the fridge. Like, I was getting stuff. Like, and I don't remember any of it. Like, I just had my plate sitting down. So I definitely believe that it is a possibility. Now, is that really what happened? Who knows, you know? But, I mean, there's been dreams that have been so... They seem so real, you know, where you wake up and, I mean, it hasn't happened in a very long time, but, like, where you think that, like, you're in the bathroom and you pee and you actually pee in your bed, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that happened a few times, like, yeah, pretty embarrassing, but, yes. Yeah, all of a sudden you feel warmth, like, oh, shit, shit, like, so I remember telling myself, like, if I dream about going to the bathroom, I have to wake up because I'm not in the bathroom. Like.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just crazy. It is crazy to me. I'm definitely intrigued. I mean,
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's very sad. Very unfortunate. Like, I can't even imagine what the families are going through. Both families.
Yeah.
And him.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I do believe that it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Like. Yeah. So, it's just... It is. It's a very sad story. I haven't really looked into it too much. I just read it briefly, and it does suck the situation that the family's in, but it just goes to show that, yeah, a lot of these documentaries, they really don't, I was reading a lot, like, a lot of them, the families, they don't get permission from the family sometimes, and it's like, it's public information, but imagine what the family has to go through to relive that.
Right.
And then, obviously, if Randy's family is the one that's working with them, or they're the ones being interviewed, of course they're going to paint the beautiful picture of Randy, you know? Yeah. So it's like, it's not fair to the family. I mean, it's just the situation altogether is horrible. So,
yeah.
It's sad, you know, but, yeah, I'm definitely going to be tuning in. you know, I'm obsessed with, like, documentaries like that. Maybe too much. I don't know. Like, and I know that, like, later on I regret it because then it's just, like, I think too much. And then I'm just too into, like, I suspect everything and everybody. And, you know,
it's definitely not good for my mental health, so I don't watch it.
Yeah, I definitely, it's not good for my mental health, and I watch it anyway. So, not good. But, yeah, I'll be watching. Mm-hmm. But let us know if you are a sleepwalker. You know, if you know anything about it, if it's ever happened to you, and... what your thoughts are on the situation, you know? Do you think it's possible to be able to murder someone in your sleep, you know, without you knowing or remembering?
Yeah.
Let us know. Let me tell you about this TikTok drama. Okay. Ooh. So, I don't know if I mentioned here on the podcast, but a few months ago, or when was it? It was a while ago, no? Where I went to the casino.
Wasn't it...
There was something that was going on, and
was it not, like, a year ago?
Could it have been a year ago already?
I just remember it being cold outside, or maybe it was the beginning of the year, because I remember you were like, oh, sorry, last minute, do any of you guys want to go with me? And I was just like, man, if it wasn't so cold, I would go, but I'm in the house.
Yeah, it definitely had to have been, like, either in the beginning of the year.
Like, maybe, like, March or something?
Yeah, something like that, definitely. So, back in, like, we'll say, like, earlier in the spring or before, I don't know. Let's just say March. Maybe it was March. There was a TikTok event. Not even a TikTok event. There was a meetup. So, I don't know if you follow. There's a lady. I believe she's Indian, right? There's an Indian. There's an Indian lady that's on TikTok. Her name is Pinky Patel. And if you follow her, she's on Instagram and TikTok. She's hilarious. Like, go follow her. If you don't follow her, she's so funny. So she's from the Chicagoland area. And she was having a comedy stand-up thing, a stand-up event at, I think it was like a meetup. I don't know if it was a meetup or a stand-up event, because I know she does stand-up comedy now. So it could have been a meetup. It could have been stand-up comedy. But she was doing it at the Laugh. What is that place in
the
Laugh Factory? Uh-huh. In Rosemont. Uh-huh. So there was a bunch of TikTok influencers that came down to, or came to Chicago to see her. They're friends with her. I talked to a couple of them that are part of like her group or whatever. So I was in contact with like two of them, as far as like where they were gonna be. And like I was like, I can't make. Oh, I know when it was. It was the day of my sister's bridal baby shower.
Oh, so it wasn't cold.
So it was cold. It was cold that day. I mean, it just ended up being cold. When did she have her baby shower?
When did she have the baby?
She had the baby in September, but...
So she had the baby shower in the summer.
It was... No, but she didn't come in the summer. I don't think she... When did she come? It was a time when she came...
Was okay, it doesn't
matter. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. Maybe it wasn't cold. I don't know. Anyway.
And it was a Sunday, no? Or was it a Saturday? Maybe it was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday.
Okay. Well, I don't know. But anyway.
So, yeah. So, anyway.
It was last minute.
Yeah, it was last minute. It was very last minute. It was, like, that day that I told you. So, yeah, they basically, I was in contact with, like, two of them that were there. And they were like, afterwards, we're going to go to the casino. So, I wasn't going to go. I'm like, no, I'm not going to go. But then they one of the girls messaged me, like, hey, come through. You know, we're at the casino, blah, whatever. Like, all right, I'll go.
And these girls that you were in contact with, are they from Chicago?
No.
Oh, okay.
So no, then... actually, one of them is. So, one of them is. One of them is from the Chicagoland area as well. But the other one isn't. No.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I go. And I didn't want to go by myself, but nobody was able to go with me, which is understandable because it was very, very last minute.
Yeah, you were like, I plan on leaving an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very last minute, and it was far, you know, so... So we ended up going, and mind you, it's not the casino, not the Horseshoe Casino, the casino in Roseland, in Rosemont, the casino in Rosemont. So anyway, so I went, and, it was super awkward. When I got there, I was talking to a couple of the girls. I'm like, hey, you know, that we follow each other and stuff. And they're like, oh my God, blah, blah, whatever. Like, just, it was pretty cool for like the first 5 minutes. I was like, oh my God, like, it was cool seeing them, like talking, being able to see them in person, blah, blah, whatever. Like, cause we talked. And, you know, on TikTok, we had never met before. And then I started feeling, like, the eyes on me, you know? So, like, one of the girls that were there, she was, like, that I didn't know. Like, I didn't really know her on TikTok. I didn't really know her, like, anything. So, she...
Are you getting a name drop?
No.
Okay.
But actually, this one I could. So this one was Meredith. She's really funny, too. She's a mom on TikTok. So, I really didn't know her before then. But anyway, she was there, and I kind of recognized her. Like, when I seen her, I was like, okay, because she came up to me. She was really nice. She came up to me. She's like, hi, what's your name? I'm like, yes, Indian. And she thought I was related to Pinky. And I'm like, no. No, I was like, I guess I can pass for Indian. I don't know. But she's like, she's like, are you on TikTok? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, and she tried to, you know, she kind of tried to pretend like she didn't know anything about TikTok. And I was like, it was weird. But anyway, so she was like, oh, you know, how do you like it? How is it? And I'm like, well, aren't you on there? She's like, oh, you follow me? And I'm like, and I said yes, but I didn't. But it's not that I didn't follow her because, I had seen her before. Yeah. So like, yeah, I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, oh my God. She's like, so she was super nice. Super nice. I was talking to her. And then I started talking to these two older ladies out of nowhere. So I was like, oh, they're probably like just friends of Pinky, you know? And no, they were actually one of the content creators, parent, mom, and grandmother. I'm like, oh my God, but I'm telling you, like, when I thought, if anything, like, the grandmother looks so young to be, like, the grandmother of, like, a content creator. Anyway, so, and I was talking to them, and they're like, we're actually from Chicago, too. We grew up, I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah, but they grew up in, like, Beverly, I think, and, but they, you know, now we live in California or something with my daughter. I think that's what she said, and then she's like, again, this was, like, so long ago. And then she's like, well, you know, it's nice to see Chicago again. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, I live on the southeast side, blah, blah, blah. So we were talking, and then I noticed that, like, some of the girls, yeah, there was motion going on, and the girls would, like, get up and walk away, come back, get up, walk away. Like, it was just, like, going back and forth. And then they would pull away. So they pulled away Meredith, the one that I was talking to. They pulled her away. Mm-hmm. And then they pulled away the two ladies that I was talking to. And then I was, like, just sitting there by myself. Now I'm like, okay. Like, and it just, like, all of a sudden, like, the crowd just, like, disappeared kind of, you know? There was a couple people still talking. Then Meredith called me over, and she's, like, trying to have a conversation with me. And that's when I realized something was up, because it sounded like she was trying to feel me out, like who sent me kind of thing. She's like, oh, so are you related to anybody on TikTok? Oh, do you talk to anybody? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, well, like, it was really weird. It was, like, the most awkward conversation. I mean, bless her heart. Like, she was being really nice about it. And I'm sure that it was her friends that were, like, put her up to it. Or her friend. I can tell. I'm pretty sure it was one person in particular. Mm-hmm. But it was just so funny, because it was, like, the most awkward conversation. And she goes, I want to get a drink. Come with me. And I'm like, all right. And, like, the whole time we're, like, away from the bar. I'm like, you probably want to get closer to the bar if you're trying to get a drink. And she's like, you know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to go say hi to my husband. Or I got to go talk to my husband or something. She walked away. I'm like, that was awkward. So then I go back, and I go talk to the girls that invited me, and I was talking to them. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes up to me. And then it's a content creator that I did not know up until that day. And she's like, did you get your picture already with Pinky? And I'm like, excuse me? Did you get a picture already with Pinky? And I'm like, no. She's like, here, let's get you a picture. And then I'm like, it's okay. I don't want a picture with Pinky. You know, like, it was super weird. So anyway, she's like trying to rush me off. And then she's like, okay, well, this is like a private event. So have a great day. And I looked at her, I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, this isn't the private area of a public casino. Like, no, I don't have to go. And she's just like, and then at that moment, that's when Pinky came, and Pinky's like, oh my God, what's going on? And I had just said hi to her, I think, or whatever. And she's like, I don't know her at that moment. Like, I mean, I follow her, but she doesn't know who I am, you right. know? Mm-hmm. So she's like, oh my God, do you want a picture? I'm like, no, I'm good. Like it was like, they were trying to like kick me out. So then I'm like, excuse me. I was like, that's rude. She's like, so then one of the girls that invited me, she came up to me, she's like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, your friend over here is trying to kick me out. Like, you know, and she's like, I wasn't trying to kick you out. I'm like, no, yes, you were. I'm like, yeah, you were being ignorant. You straight up told me to leave. And she's like, oh, well, it's because, you know, we're just here, with friends. And I'm like, yes. And I have friends here too. So what's the big deal? I'm like, why do you think that you can just tell somebody to leave? Like, right. It was just so ignorant. And then the big creator that had them do it is over there sobbing her ass off, crying. So basically the situation is, and once it was all done, I figured out what was going on. The big creator that was there.
The one that her mom and grandma were there.
She doesn't get along with people that I talk to and friends with on TikTok. So when she saw me there, I don't know if she either thought that they sent me or that I was going to go back and tell them something or go back and, like, I don't know, being a spy for her. Like, no offense or anything, but I could give two shits about you. Like, I don't know her. I don't care for her. I don't follow her. I don't nothing. Like, I think she's a disgusting human being, to be honest.
The big creator.
Yeah. I definitely not somebody that I would ever respect, you know? I'm not here to spy on you. I don't care. it was ridiculous to me. So anyway, so that was that. It was a horrible experience. I got to my car and I'm freaking crying my ass off. And I'm like, I can't fucking believe I just went through that. Like, it was, I couldn't believe it, because it was just like, they just belittled me. Like, I just felt so disrespected. And then that night, like, my friends, the one that invited me, she's like, no, don't go. She's like, here, come on, let me buy you a shot. She bought me a shot. She's like, please don't go. I'm like, no, you know what? And I, at that point, I was already crying because I was pissed off. I'm like, so I didn't want to pass by there because I didn't want them to see me crying.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I'm just standing here because I'm still crying and I'm pissed off. I'm like, that was so ignorant. I fucking hate them. Like, she's like, no, it's because she thought that she didn't know that I invited you. And I'm like, no, but that's the thing, is you don't talk to anybody like that. So even if I wasn't invited, even if I was a follower, or if I was just like, you know, one of, yeah, just wanting to say whatever. Like, you don't talk to people like that. Like, that's especially, so I looked up this girl, the one that was the ignorant, that was ignorant to me. She has 6 million followers. 6 million followers. And what's funny is I had never seen that one of her videos ever in my life. But 6 million followers, and you talk to people like that. Like, what if one of your followers came up to you? Like, that's, it's just ignorant.
Yeah.
But then later on, and then it just seems so... Like, it was, like, it was personal.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I know for a fact, I don't want to say I know for a fact, but I'm almost positive my videos have never crossed her page. Like, we have totally different content, you know? Yeah. So, but then it all made sense later on that the bigger content creator told her to do that. And it was confirmed the other day because... This was like in earlier this year.
Yeah, April.
And then a couple weeks ago, Meredith, the one that I told you that was like kind of like fishing for information too, she started following me on TikTok. And I was like, oh, wow, thanks for the follow. You know, she's like, hey, you know, yeah, like I've been looking for your page, but I couldn't remember your name. She's like, but I seen that you commented on somebody's page. She's like, so I added you right away. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, like, I love your videos, blah, blah, whatever. So it was really nice of her, you know,
to reach out.
Yeah. Then, so that was weird because it was like 2 weeks ago, right? Or like a week ago.
Yeah.
Then yesterday, one of the other girls that, not one of the girls that invited me, but somebody that was also there that were friends on TikTok. So like, we're friends on TikTok and on Instagram, but, like, she wasn't one of the girls that invited me. She wasn't even around when the end happened. Like, she reached out to me and she apologized. She's like, I'm so sorry for what happened. She's like, I didn't even know that happened until not so long ago. She's like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm even ashamed that I even was even around or a part of people that can do that or certain people, whatever. Like, so basically she was beating around the bush. It turns out that she doesn't even talk to the girl, the big creator that was there, you know. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to bash these people.
Does it start with K?
So basically she doesn't talk to K anymore because she says she's like that K's she's not a good person. And she's like that she lied about a lot of things and fed them lies about a lot of stuff. So it makes sense that Kay sent D, because D's the other girl. D's the one with the bigger following.
The 6 million.
So it does make sense that Kay sent D to do her dirty work. So I guess I don't blame. I mean, I still think that that was ignorant of her. I think that like people like that are just whatever. Like it's not my kind of people.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, it was really nice, though. Like, I appreciated them reaching out because they didn't have to. Like, this other girl, too, she really didn't have to reach out.
Yeah.
Like, she could have just left it at that. Like, who knows if I'm ever even going to see her again, you know?
Right.
So, it was really nice for them to reach out. So, I appreciate it. And she said that it was brought up again, I guess, a week or so ago, which makes sense on why Meredith added me too. So like maybe she saw, I don't know. I don't know how it came up. I don't even want
to. Why? Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the drama.
TikTok has its own little world.
It is. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's so weird because like friendships are made.
Adults too.
Exactly. Like, I don't know.
Like my friend is crying because you're here. So I'm going to tell you have to leave.
Like, and she was like sobbing. Like,
yeah.
I was like, what the hell? I wanted to laugh. Like, really, dude? You're fucking crying because I'm here?
Yeah.
Like, thank you. Thank you that you recognize me on my page, I guess. Because, you know, I don't follow you. Like.
Yeah.
But anyway. But yeah, it was funny. It was, anyway. Now I can laugh about it. Like, screw
it. Yeah, because it wasn't funny at the moment.
Yeah, it wasn't funny at the moment. The moment, it was just like, ugh. Like, what am I doing? Like, I really, like, it's bad enough that, like, in general, I question, like, why, sometimes I do question, like, why do people like my videos? Like, why do people follow me, you know? Like, you do question it. And then it's just, like, then you talk to people and you get their messages. Like, I get so many nice messages. Like, it's like, oh, like, it's like, man, like, I can't believe, like, I actually make people feel good like that. Like, I can't, it's crazy to me. It's so crazy to me. And then you get treated like this and you get put in a place, like, then again, you feel like you question your worth, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's just what was like, anyway. So that's that. I'm just trying to stay away from TikTok drama. Not trying to get involved. How's that working for you? I am. Mm-hmm. Not so great. But anyway, I'm gonna work on it for the new year. But enough about my drama. Well, that wasn't even my drama, but that's kind of your drama. Let's talk about other people's drama, because that's the best kind of drama.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
So today,
it doesn't have to do with me.
Right. If it doesn't have to do with me, even better.
Yeah.
So today, I put up a chisme question to spill the tea on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And today was office drama. And of course, all of them are like people sleeping with coworkers, because that's what it always is.
Of course.
So we're going to tell a little bit of them here, okay?
Okay.
So, listener one, a coworker got his girlfriend pregnant and our coworker pregnant. Oh, a coworker got his girlfriend pregnant and another coworker pregnant right after. We all worked together. Wow. That's messy. Like, here's my thing is like, not that I'm condoning cheating, but if you're going to cheat, like, why wouldn't you like at least be careful with one of them? Why not? Like, do you really want to have two kids? Like, I don't understand how hard is it just to...
I think you're just caught up in the moment and you're not thinking straight, obviously. If you're thinking that being with two people that you work with is a good idea, like, obviously you don't have common sense and you don't think straight. So you think he's thinking like, oh, let me pull out. Let me wear protection. Let me find out if she's on birth control or not.
Well, no. Yeah, the finding out if birth control or not, that's never going to work because she could be lying.
But again, but she has a right to. Messy on her part.
Oh, no. Like, I mean, it's messy on her part if she's screwing around with the guy that has a significant other. But it's still like, why? I don't know. It's just crazy. Crazy to me. But anyway, mm-hmm. Here's another one. A former coworker of mine slept with one of our supervisors. His wife found their text and came to the office she was working at and confronted her. Since she also works for the company and is actually one of the owners. Wow. So my coworker quit a few weeks after.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Like, again, messy.
Not any drama that I would like to be in.
I don't think I ever had any kind of like drama like that in my job. Yeah, at the Meyer Steel Drum, there was a rumor that one of the girls there, one of the ladies there was actually the daughter-in-law of the owner, but the husband had passed away. So like they had been already, I want to say maybe 10 years ago that the husband had passed away, mm-hmm. but she was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was rumors that she was sleeping with another guy from dispatch who he was married. So yeah drama.
Yeah, like I've never been a part of like work drama like that, thankfully. But yeah, one of my assistants was sleeping with one of the doctors. And this was like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have been like 8 years ago, let's say. And, but like he, I don't want to say he would do a lot for mm-hmm. her, but.
Is there wine in there or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want any?
No, I still have my full glass.
Oh, here. Sorry. Okay. No, I can do it. And then what?
So yeah, it was like 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You want the whole thing?
Sure.
You got it, you're fine. And. It was weird, but like, yeah, he would go to her house and like she would have other people, other girls that worked with us there. And like, so almost everybody at work knew.
I think that's what's embarrassing. Like when everybody knows
embarrassing
for the other partner, like once they find out. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like once they find out or if they ever find out.
Yeah. I mean, like it's not like we knew his wife. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, we knew who she is like from her pictures or whatever, but like. We never had any communication with her. But we had a Christmas party and he took her.
The wife?
Yeah. And my coworker was like not really like broken about it. I mean, that's when they stopped talking. She stopped talking to him. But yeah, she was just like I think it hit her because, you know, like she really just thought like, oh, they're so unhappy. They're so unhappy. And then you see them together and they're happy. But it's like, of course they're going to be happy in public. You know, I mean, they're not going to go to his company holiday party and be fighting or miserable. Like, no, of course. You need to move me, huh? But I mean, obviously he's not happy because he wouldn't have carried on this relationship with her. I mean, I think it lasted like 6 months. Yeah. And yeah, like she would struggle paying her bills because she gambled a lot. So she would spend her money and he would give her money for bills. I think he bought her furniture.
Oh, wow.
Like she didn't have like living room furniture. So he bought her couches like that too. Like, how do you explain that expense?
Right.
To your, unless you have separate accounts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. But once it ended, they still worked together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they worked together for a while. She ended up meeting someone else and then getting pregnant. And, you know, like, he would make little comments to her about, like, you know, like, how beautiful she looked pregnant or whatever. But, no, nothing ever happened after that.
Like, wow, that's crazy. Well, that's good. I mean, that's responsible. That's
mature.
Mature of them.
Yeah,
that's mature of them.
Maturely. But...
I mean, I still don't know that, but...
It was hurtful for her.
Oh, for sure.
Know? She still was very hurt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of these are office sexcapades. We had... Oh, man. This one. We had sex, and he left the condom inside of me and didn't realize till the next morning. Oh, my God. Like, so I never really wore condoms. I actually never have. Maybe once or twice. I don't know how...
With your husband or with...
Anybody.
In general? Oh.
Because I think I might have before a couple. I don't remember. It's been so long. I've only been with my husband. You know.
And I think you've judged me for not wearing condoms, but okay.
Because, no, not because of that, but because you're very fertile. That's why. Like, no, I don't get that. My whole thing is just like, obviously, I don't want to say obviously I can't get pregnant, but like, I don't get pregnant. So, like, to me, it was no big deal, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's still other. You should still, we should still worry about, like...
For other reasons.
For other reasons, yeah. I get it. But, I mean, like, but if I was fertile, hell yeah, I would. You know, like, because I don't want to have, you know, like... Anyway, but yeah, so... Anyway, I don't know how...
Another episode.
Is that very common? I don't know, like...
The whole thing getting stuck inside of you and you not realizing, right. I don't think that's common.
I just feel like because other stuff, like, wouldn't it come out like when you're...
Well, when the guy pulls his penis out, where's the condom?
Unless he wore a big condom. And why the hell is he wearing a super big condom?
It doesn't even matter the size.
Yeah, because, like, no, it does, because if the condom was big, like, maybe that's why he didn't feel it. Like, it came up
easily,
you know?
It doesn't matter if he felt it or not. He pulled it out, and he's looking down at his dick, and there's no condom, like... Oh shit!
Yeah, that's a jerk move for him.
On the bed or on the floor?
No, like, well, if they because they had sex in the office, so he was probably just like trying to like, wouldn't you look for it? I don't know. That's just
like,
weird to me.
Oh shit! Where is it? Especially if you let out a load, like where is it? Because
right.
If you're in the office, I don't want to leave it on the desk
exactly
or on the floor. Like, you're gonna look for it, and
exactly.
So you just didn't bother looking. You didn't mention to her like, hey, listen. It was not in my fucking pants.
Right. So that's a jerk move on him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's
like,
a jerk move on him.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
That would have been the last time.
He probably was just like, jerk move. Like, he probably was just like, whoa, what the hell? I lost it in there? Like, that's embarrassing to him. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know. That's weird. Okay. Teaching social science, maybe? Teacher? Social studies? Teacher is union rep and sleeps with his grade colleague. And otro teacher. Oh, my God. Like, these teachers are cochinos. Just kidding.
That's just teachers. That's people,
I know. Coworker went to a massage therapist. I recommended. And the lady, for some reason, explained a man she was messing with and that he had a small one. Turned out to be my coworker's husband, and she still hasn't left him. Shut up. No. Like, how, I don't know if I believe this one. Like, I don't know. Like, what are the odds that, like, the massage therapist that's massaging you is sleeping with your husband?
right,
that was recommended to you. You know what I mean? Like, by somebody else. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Okay. My coworker found out their husband was cheating on her with another man after... Oh, shut up! My coworker found out their husband was cheating on her with another man after 15 years. Mm. And that has to happen a lot more often than we hear. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure there's a lot of men that are, like, in the closet, you know, and they're married to... I know somebody that I still believe that they, you know, that it's just a front. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. But anyway. The school counselor cheated on his wife with one of the teachers. The daycare staff told his wife. Drama. Oh, here's another one. Okay. My coworker accidentally got sperm donors info faxed to the office. Then, like, a few weeks later, she asked my then boyfriend, now husband, if he wanted to go on a weekend getaway to her parents' cabin. She knew we were serious. Wow, that's sad. I mean, hopefully nothing ever happened, but, like, that sucks, you know? Mm-hmm. Almost got fired on a written warning, which ended today. Not fired and okay to apply for promotion.
Congratulations.
Aw, good job. So, yeah, so those are the dramas. Office dramas. A lot of cochinos and hornudos out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, Ariel.
It's not
oh
just God, office can... drama, though. Like, I think anytime you have...
men and women together.
Uh-huh. As a group. There's going to be drama.
Sexual tension.
Yeah, because, you know, perfect example.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, I was removed because I didn't want to do anything. So, like, that's drama right there. You know. Just a little tea for y'all.
Oh, gotta love that tea. Okay, well, with that, we're going to say, oh, no, no. Before we go. Wanted to announce that we will be doing a live next week.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be doing a live. We want to start off the new year with no drama. Just kidding. I mean, we're going to try. We're going to try for the no drama. But we're going to do vision boards. I haven't done a vision board in like 20 years, okay? And I think that vision board that I started, I never even finished it. So we want to make vision boards, and we want to make them with you. So tune in to our live next Wednesday. What is it? Wednesday the what? I don't even see it. Wednesday the 15th. No.
Next
because
Wednesday.
Because this is going to air on the 8th. So next Wednesday the 15th, we're probably thinking around 8 o'clock.
Yeah. About 8:30.
Yeah. So tune in. And we're going to have stuff here already ready to start our vision boards and talk about what we want on it. And we want to hear what you guys are doing on your vision board so you guys can join our live. We're going to be, you know, requesting or asking for people to join us.
Taking suggestions. Yes. Taking, opinions, I guess you could say.
So, yeah. So, please make sure to tune in. It's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited. We really want to hear from our listeners. We want to, and it'd be so cool to be able to talk to one-on-one. And if you guys don't want to go live, it's okay. I mean, if you guys don't want to join us on the live, like, to talk on the live, just join us and you can make comments or make suggestions as the live goes on, okay? Or if you also want to leave us messages, you could do that as well. I've now added the link to leave us voice messages onto the podcast description. So, like, if you go to the podcast description, like, of each episode, it's going to be at the bottom. It'll show the link to be able to leave voice messages. Last week, or a couple weeks ago, actually, which is so bad, we didn't get a chance to mention it, but our comadre Nicole from Different Accents Podcast left us a message and wanted to give a shout out to our comadres, Nicole and Carolina. Hey, girls! And yes, hey. We definitely need to go out for those paloma drinks. We need to go out and dance and have a great time. So I'm really looking forward to that. If you're not following our comadres at Different Accents, make sure to go follow them. Super awesome ladies, and I'm really looking forward to those palomas, comadres. All right, and with that, I think that's it, right, Lila?
Mm-hmm.
That's enough drama for today. Mm-hmm. All right, hope you all have a good evening, and hasta la próxima.
Until next time.